Hi, here's another sidebar. I thought it was kind of important to talk to parents around the importance of talking to your kids about sex and some cool resources that are available. The average age for a child nowadays to be exposed to pornography is 9 years old. So, and the amount of ways that that can show up for a kid with the number of digital opportunities, electronics, video game consoles, phones, watches, television, your child is going to have some exposure. And, biologically, when puberty starts, we're driven to connect with another human. So there's the biological aspect of it that you cannot fight. It's puberty. It's something that kids are going to go through. Socially, we have all kinds of ideas about, what's good or bad about that, but you can't fight the biology. So, if your kids are asking you questions about sex, they're telling you, "I'm ready to know." And if they're not going to learn it from you, they'll find the information somewhere. So my recommendation is always to accept the reality that that biology exists and that drive to connect with another human exists, and their bodies are designed to eventually reproduce. And that only occurs through sex. We're all here because sex happens. So it's important to accept that, but how do you do that? So I love these books. There's actually three different books. The first one is for ages 4 and up. It's called It's Not the Stork. You get it on Amazon. I think it might be available on Kindle, but I like the actual books, because I recommend, you have them on your shelf and you read these with the kids, and let them read them and then come to you with the questions. Obviously, you read them first so that you know what's in there and can answer questions from the book. The next one, which is for ages 7 and up, is called It's So Amazing. And for ages 10 and up, it's called It's Perfectly Normal. So it's not too early to talk to your kids about their body and what their body does. And a lot of times, just reading a book like this can help parents learn to feel comfortable, because a lot of parents grew up without their parents talking to them about it. So that discomfort with sexuality gets passed down from generation to generation, even though we're all here because of sex. Obviously there's fertility medicine, so it still involves aspects of the body to know about. So I love these books. Remember, if they ask questions, they're telling you, "I want to know." Answer the questions as age appropriately as possible. But if you're uncomfortable with it, reach out, ask a question. We're happy to answer it anonymously on our podcast, or even in a comment. So don't be afraid to do this. It's really important to talk to kids about body safety. Parents can't always be there, so it is important to teach your kids how to keep themselves safe, how to understand consent. Both males and females have to understand the reality of sexuality. So try not to be afraid to talk to your kids, and these books can be really helpful. So remember, like, subscribe, share, comment, and we'll help however we can. Thanks. Have a great day.